And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 18th of October, 2010. Moby Dick, first published on this day, 1851, in London, under the title The Whale, 500 copies. It's the birthday of the man who said, "I can write better than anyone who can write faster than me, and I can write faster than anyone who can write better." That's the journalist A.J. Liebling, born in New York, 1904, wrote for The New Yorker for many years, war correspondent during World War II, wrote about boxing, about food, about the press. A.J. Liebling said, "The way to write is well, and how is your own business." It's the birthday of the novelist Rick Moody, born New York City, 1961, grew up in the Connecticut suburbs, went to boarding school in New Hampshire, and then his parents got divorced, and he started doing drugs, pretty much anything he could get his hands on. Went to Brown University, then to Columbia to study creative writing. His drinking problem got worse. He disliked graduate school at Columbia and had a total breakdown when he was 25. He had too much cocaine and alcohol in his system. He was experiencing hallucinations. He checked himself into a psychiatric hospital. And after he left, it took him 6 months before he could write again. He was so used to drinking while he wrote. But he got back to writing, and he finished his novel, published in 1992, entitled Garden State, about 20-somethings in suburban New Jersey. He later said of his own book, "I think it's a truly dreadful book, but it's emotionally accessible and vulnerable, and I admire that." A couple years later, he came out with The Ice Storm, about two dysfunctional, privileged, suburban Connecticut families. The novel became a bestseller after it had been made into a film. Rick Moody's most recent book is The Four Fingers of Death, more than 700 pages long, deals with, among other things, a failed mission to Mars, a talking chimpanzee, and a severed hand that spreads a deadly bacteria. Rick Moody, who said, "In my style, the idea is that it's more ornate because that's what consciousness is. To the extent that it hurtles, that it's circular and hurtling, it's because that's how I feel consciousness is. That's what it's like to be a person. You don't have these perfectly transparent, simple thoughts. You have thoughts that are all cluttered up, like overused bookshelves. Do I think there's content that's important and even essential in those sentences? Absolutely, I do." And it's the birthday of the novelist Terry McMillan, born Port Huron, Michigan, 1951. In 1992, she had a big bestseller in Waiting to Exhale. And last month, she published a sequel to that book called Getting to Happy. And it debuted at number 4 on the bestseller list. Here's a poem for today by Eliza Griswold, entitled Evolution. Was it dissatisfaction or hope that beckoned some of the monkeys down from the trees and onto the damp, forbidden musk of the forest floor? Which one tested his thumbs against the twig and awkwardly dug a grub from the soil? What did the tribe above think as it leaned on the slender branches, watching the others, frustrated, embarrassed, but pinching grubs with leathery fingers into their mouths? The moral is movement is awkward. The lesson is fumble. Evolution, a poem by Eliza Griswold from Wide Awake Field, published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Reputation Defender, introducing tools designed to help doctors, lawyers, and small business owners protect and improve their online reputations. More about controlling a business's reputation online at reputationdefender.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.